The district expects to spend $138 million this current school year on paying bills for medical care for workers and retirees. That's down millions from last year and potentially down more this year, much of that because of new union contracts with teachers and administrators. Hundreds of retirees have decided to switch from their district-provided health coverage to a Medicare Advantage plan put together by Lawley Insurance, the school district's consultant on health care. Lawley partner John Berger says the plan saves the district more than $700 per retiree a year, more than 800 of whom opted for the Advantage plan.
You can see that in the 17-18 row, which is not due now but actually due nothing, you can see a reduction in the retiree health costs. And that's one of the levers that we've actually implemented thanks to the support of this board over the last 3 years around a grassroots approach to offer a Medicare Advantage plan.
That plan is specifically geared for school system retirees. Berger says there are a variety of other efforts to cut costs, many of which won't be visible to the recipients. They potentially save millions of dollars more, with hundreds getting benefits they aren't entitled to, like divorced employees using district benefits to provide court-ordered coverage for the former spouse. That's not allowed. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.